Thank you for calling Athena Health, where we strive to cure complexity and simplify the practice of care. We provide intuitive technology and embedded services that improve clinical effectiveness, patient experience, and financial performance for our customers. If you're not yet a customer of Athena Health and are interested to learn more, thank you for calling the Client Support Center at Athena Health. Please note, calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. Press 1 to enter your case number in order to reach the agent best qualified to assist you.
Thank you for calling Athena Health. My name is Alicia. May I please have your full name and your ID?
Hello, good morning, Alicia. This is Sushant Bhatt here. And my full name is Sushant Bhatt. And my practice ID would be 28784.
Thank you. And a good callback number for you ending in 7467 or 5161 if we get disconnected.
We can please note down another one.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Can you please note down another one?
Oh, sure. One moment. Okay, what's a good callback number for you?
Sure, it is 301-477-8673, direct line, no extension.
Okay. All right. And how can I help today?
The case number which I provided on the IVR, I need to know the updated information on that case ID.
Okay, let me see. Definitely understand the importance of getting this address. Sorry you're having issues, it looks like, with some claims here. I'll be happy to see what's going on. Let's see. Yesterday, it looks like they provided some examples. They said that you called in with a lot of claims that are in NGR hold for, is it GEISINGER health plan for rendering provider? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Geisinger health plan.
Okay. The client mentions on the claim under insurance provider. Okay. That was yesterday. It looked like they escalated it for you. And it looks like it's still in the queue. Are you just calling to get an update?
Sorry?
Are you just calling to get an update on the case?
When I had last conversation with Representative Hannah, and her last time initial was Alison Lima, and she stated that the claim would be updated, or the letter of updated information would be available by tomorrow. That is why I'm calling for the latest updated. What is the update for those claims? Actually, there are multiple numbers of claims. Like, there are kind of 127 claims for the particular reason.
So I do apologize. She gave you a time frame. But when we send it to our internal team, we don't have a specific time that we're able to give. Even if it's escalated, I would say give about 24 to 40 business hours or sooner. I don't like giving time frames as it's in the queue and we just don't know when someone will pick it up, right? I see that it was sent yesterday. I see it's still in the queue for someone to review it. I don't see any updates on the case yet.
Okay, so how much time I would expect from you to be get updated on that?
I'm not able to give a time frame. We like to give about 24 to 48 business hours or sooner. We just don't know. Someone can pick it up within the next 5 minutes. We just honestly are not able to give an exact time frame as to when you'll get a follow-up through the case on this.
Okay, hold on. How much claim you are having on that case?
You said how? I'm sorry, repeat that.
How much claim you are seeing on that case number?
There is a lot of them. Do you want me to count everyone?
No, I don't want to count.
I see you have a lot of examples for, they included, I can count them, but there's a lot. There's maybe about 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 line items with claim numbers.
Sorry?
Are you asking how many claims?
Yes.
Yes, there's like 5 lines of claim examples that they provided.
Okay. So actually, I do have 127 claims for the same reason.
You said 27?
127 claims.
But it's for the same pair, right?
Same pair, yes.
So they'll be able to review that. Once they follow back up with you through the case, they'll let you know exactly what needs to be done. I know that once something is updated in the system for the payer, all of the claims associated with it should release that hold for you.
Perfect. Okay, so just to ask how much time I'll call you back for the update, like in 48 hours or in 24 hours? I'm not asking.
So it was just yesterday and it's Friday, so I would say call back Monday if you're wanting an update with one of our agents. You should also get an email when our internal team follows up with you through the case. But if you wanted to call in, I would say give it until Monday because they're closed on the weekends.
Okay, perfect. May I have your first name and last? Sure, may I have your first name and last name, please?
Yep, it's Alaysia and then C as in Charlie.
Can you please spell your first name, please?
A-L
mm-hmm.
A-Y-S-I-A.
Perfect, Alaysia. Thank you so much for the information shared with me. Thanks for listening. A wonderful day, my great.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope, thank you.
All right, you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.